Welcome to the Meditation Minis Podcast, mind-shifting meditations to help you feel better fast, with your host, hypnotist Shel Hamilton.
This is another one in a series of three different practices that you can try out for yourself that are focused on mindfulness. This meditation is specifically a walking meditation, but you don't have to go for a long walk outside. You really just need a space where you can take maybe 6 to 8 steps in one direction, and then you can turn around and walk back the other way. That said, you can also do this on a longer walk.
This episode is brought to you by Uncommon Goods. Spark something uncommon this holiday season with incredible hand-picked gifts from Uncommon Goods. Rather than scouring the internet for original, remarkable things for everyone on your list, let Uncommon Goods do the work for you. Whether it's for a large purchase or a small one, they have really fun and interesting things. Have a chocolate lover on your list? Try their Why Choose chocolate bar. It's literally 8 flavors in the same chocolate bar. Or the Heat Lovers olive oil and balsamic gift set. Check out their personalized jewelry as well. Plus, when you shop at Uncommon Goods, you're supporting artists and small independent businesses. Many of their handcrafted products are made in small batches, so shop now before they sell out this holiday season. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/minis. That's uncommongoods.com/minis for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
So just begin by walking slowly. And when you reach the end of your path, just turn and continue walking, maintaining awareness of that feeling of walking. A lot of people love walking meditation. I am not one of those people. I find it very challenging. I either walk too slow and start to lose balance, or I walk normally and forget to really just focus on the feeling of walking. So if it feels a little weird and awkward the first time, maybe give it a couple more goes and see if you can find your flow. Just because I personally find this style challenging doesn't mean that you won't find it to be a perfect fit for you. So just begin by walking slowly and focus on the experience of walking. Be aware of the feeling of it, the sensations, the standing, the spaces in between the movement. And when you reach the end of your path, just turn and continue walking, maintaining awareness of that feeling of walking. And you may find that you walk slowly for a bit and notice, like I do, that it makes it more difficult for me to keep my balance. Or maybe it's perfect for you to walk slow. Just play with it and see. Maybe shifting to a slightly faster speed and noticing how that feels, maintaining awareness of the sensations that are involved in your body walking. And notice if you have a tendency to want to count steps. I know that happens for me a lot, especially if I'm walking a handful of steps and turning and walking back and then turning and walking back. Or notice if your mind starts to drift to thoughts of your day, thoughts of the future. Notice if your mind starts chattering about the things around you or within you. And these are normal and natural, and they're going to happen over and over again. And that's why this is mindfulness. To be mindful of what's occurring. And without judgment about it being right or wrong or good or bad, just return your attention to paying attention without interpretation, without judgment. As you walk and walk and walk. And I'm going to be quiet for the next 3 minutes while you continue this mindfulness exercise. And when you find yourself getting distracted with anything, just smile to yourself and return your focus to mindfully paying attention, maintaining awareness of your sensations as you continue to walk. And walk. Thank you so much for spending this part of your day with me today. I'm Shel Hamilton. You are listening to the Meditation Minis podcast. If you have been listening for a bit and you haven't yet rated or reviewed this on Apple Podcasts or the podcast player of your choice, please consider doing so today. It can be as simple as three words that you associate with this podcast, like soothing, relaxing, energizing, whatever your experience may be. Thank you again for being a listener, and create an amazing day.